Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with episode 86 of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And also, before I forget, if you want to see episodes and listen to episodes that are back more than 10 episodes that show on Amazon Music or on Apple Podcast, just go over to the site that hosts this podcast. It's ConnieReaganGreen.live. So Connie Reagan is R-A-G-E-N, Green, G-R-E-E-N, like the color, .live, L-I-V-E. And you can scroll down that way if you want to see them. And I do a blog post for each one where I'm just putting in the ideas, just the highlights of what I talked about. And those posts are a bit messy. They're not intended to be full blog posts, but it will give you a little bit of an outline and some links that I might include when I talk. I thought I would share that. So today, I really want to talk about a couple of different things. I want to talk about serving others and how that has played a huge part in my success as an online entrepreneur and as a writer and with everything that I'm doing. Also, I'm going to continue a topic that I started discussing in the last couple of months. It's a 2 hours a day profit plan. And then I'm going to start, though, with the topic of having it all. And this weekend, I've been doing a lot of volunteer work, and I'm part of many service organizations, almost a dozen at this point. Some of them, I only do something with them once or twice a year. Others, I'm doing things on an ongoing basis and everywhere in between. And being of service to other people, it's honestly changed my life because during all the years that I was teaching and doing real estate, I was exhausted. I never had very much extra money in the bank. I could only take a vacation every other year. And I always felt like I didn't have the time or the money to volunteer or to be a part of any type of service. And I was mistaken, and I didn't realize that till I came online and got involved with Rotary, which is an international service organization. So yesterday I was actually doing some volunteering, and all of a sudden somebody, and this was with people that I've known for many years, so I've been online 16 years, some of these people I've known that long. Other people were brand new. I was just meeting them yesterday. And one of the people said to me, it looks like you have it all. And I said, well, yes, I do have it all. And he wanted to know, he said, what's your secret? You know, you have it all. What's your secret? So without hesitation, you know, I answered. This is what I said. I said, yes, I have it all. And anyone can do the same thing that I've done. I had a burning desire to change my life back in 2006. I talk about waking up one morning in April of 2006 and feeling like something was different. And I remember thinking, you know, God, I need a new life. I need a different life. I need to do something different. I don't want to continue teaching in the classroom and doing real estate in the way that I've been doing it. And I wasn't unhappy teaching or doing real estate. I was really very appreciative and grateful that I had two different ways to bring in money. And I had wanted to be a teacher since I was a child. So going back to school at age 30 and becoming a teacher, earning my credential and becoming a teacher was a big deal for me. But over time, everything changed. The school district changed. I changed. Everything around how we were able to teach in the classroom changed, and it became a job for me. It was no longer so joyous in the way that I had been able to do it, and I just knew that it was time for a change with that. And with real estate, I didn't understand about marketing, and you know, anything that didn't work out in real estate was because I wasn't taking the time to be mentored and to learn what to do differently. So if I were doing real estate full-time or even part-time now, it would be a different story, that's for sure. But, you know, I had that burning desire to change my life back then. I also held absolute faith that I could make it happen. I never doubted that. And that's an interesting aspect of all this because you would think someone that had spent so many years as an adult, not being happy and satisfied in a way that I wanted to, that I wouldn't have the faith, that I would say, well, probably that'll never happen for me. But on that morning in the spring of 2006, I really had absolute faith that I could make anything I wanted happen. So I began a daily routine of positive self-talk, and I had to do that because every day I was beating myself up. I get up, my feet would hit the floor, I would go into the bathroom, and by the time I came back and would sit down at my home office desk, I had told myself all these horrible, mean stories that I wasn't smart enough and that I couldn't do these things, and I had to knock that off. I had to, or I would fail. And I wanted to succeed more than anything. So I started positive self-talk. And I looked in the mirror and I would tell myself how beautiful I looked and how smart I was and how many people I was going to help every day. And this was very effective. Sometimes I would laugh because I was saying out loud so many incredibly wonderful things about myself. But that was positive self-talk that I still do to this day. I also used my imagination and daydreamed about the life I craved. And, you know, daydreaming is so underrated and, you know, much maligned. I was, you know, as a classroom teacher, I was around teachers that would snap their fingers in front of a child's face and say, you know, snap out of it, stop daydreaming. And that was always very shocking and appalling to me when I saw that. And I'm happy to say that I'm honored to say that I never, ever did that to a child, that there's such great value in just letting your thoughts and dreams and ideas take you away. So I did this. I continue to do this. And I like to set time every day. I meditate now a couple times every day. I'm using the Balance app. You can get a free account there. It's an app that you go to the iTunes App Store, I guess, and get. And during that time, I say, you know, what am I going to imagine and daydream for myself right now? And also, you know, I hired a mentor to help me map out a plan when I got started online. And because I was paying someone, I took massive action every single day, and I still do to this day. So now what I'm telling you right now, these steps that I took, these aren't my original ideas. And I've written an article about it. It's a blog post, and I wrote it in, I believe I published it in April of 2022, and it's at connierreagangreen.com/think-and-grow-rich-in-12-steps. Think and Grow Rich in 12 Steps. And you might find this helpful, and if you go to the blog post for episode 86, that's at connierreagangreen.live, I will have linked. I write that post after I actually physically do the recording that I'm doing right now. And you'll see this. So, yeah, this came from Napoleon Hill, and I had not heard of him, I don't believe, until I came online, and then people were talking about him, and I was able to get the book and read through it, and now I read through it a couple times every year. There's so many gems in that book, but these were part of the ideas, his 12 steps of ideas that worked for me back then before I even knew they were connected to Napoleon Hill and continue to work for me today. So I encourage you to take action in this way. It will make a big, big difference for you. Now, let's talk a little more about service to others. What can you do to get started? Because part of this is another one of the 12 steps. It's collaborating with other people. So with me, my confidence and self-esteem were at an all-time low when I came online. So when I went to Rotary and went for a few months before joining in December of 2006, so I went for several months, and I just didn't believe that they would accept me. I felt so low about myself. I just didn't believe in myself back then. And what I did was I would go to the meetings, but more importantly, I started volunteering with the projects they had in the community. And I found myself working side by side with people that I just didn't know in my life. These were thought leaders. These were people who were, you know, very, very powerful within the community. And that's when I only lived in Santa Clarita. I wasn't spending time in Santa Barbara other than here and there to spend a day, especially when it was too hot in Santa Clarita. I would go to Santa Barbara and spend a day. And I was meeting people from all walks of life. And these are people, you know, people of substance, people with grit, true grit. And I wasn't used to being around people that not only did what they said they would do, but went out of their way to help other people. And they would strike up conversations with me, or I would ask them a question to get a conversation going. And working side by side with them, there was one project that we did. It was an ongoing project. It took a couple of months during that time. It was at a place called Carousel Ranch that I'm still involved with. And they do equine therapy, that's horse therapy, with children with special needs. And there's a waiting list for the children to get involved with the program. And I've seen miracles happen through this program. And so during this project, we were stripping vinyl off of the fences, and then we were painting them and covering them with a new vinyl covering. And it was hard work. It was really, really hard work. And I've never, ever been opposed to hard work, but I wasn't used to doing it. And out with a group, we had on any given Saturday or Sunday, we had between 10 and maybe 25 people helping. So I had a lot of opportunity to speak with different people, and sometimes the same ones over and over again. And they loved it when I would ask them questions. And I would say, yeah, I used to be a teacher and worked in real estate as a broker and a residential appraiser, but now I've left that behind, and I'm starting this business online. And I knew so little about what I was starting to do, and they knew so much about the world of business and about life. And so I took them up on that. So what can you do? You can find a group and volunteer with them. There are so many groups. There's a women's business group called Zonta, Zonta.org. You can go to Rotary.org and find a club near you. And Zonta is worldwide, and Rotary is also worldwide. Rotary has meetings, has clubs in over 100 countries, so it's much larger than any other group. And I recommend that you see what's going on in your community and look at groups that you've already volunteered with and see if they have opportunities, because during this time of serving other people, and sometimes you're doing a project like what I'm describing with Carousel Ranch, other times you're working directly with a group of people. So we work with women and families that have been involved with domestic violence, with the veterans. There are just so many different groups of people that we're working with directly. And, you know, I love that part of it as well. And you'll find a group that you resonate with. A lot of times I'm doing things. There's a program over in Santa Clarita where I still am part-time, and they're doing things. They have mentor programs for foster teens. So they're teens that they've either turned 18 or they will turn 18 in the next year, and they're aging out of the system, and they really appreciate that help. But I would encourage you to do that as a way to really strengthen your resolve on what you want to do in life and business. All right, so now let's talk about my 2 hours a day profits plan. I really work a couple hours a day. Yes, I'm thinking about it much more, but the actual work just doesn't take that long. The most important thing that I do every day, and I do it twice on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, typically, is send an email to my list. So I never sit down, and never, you know, one of those absolute words, but I never sit down and say, I need to send an email to the people that have raised their hand and said, yes, I want to hear from Connie Reagan Green. What will I write to them today? No. I'm always building on the next email. So this morning, I've sent out an email, and the subject line, let me go up to it, is having it all. I have that in brackets. And then, yes, the life you crave is waiting for you. So I build upon what I've written previously when I'm recommending someone or a program or a book or something like that. I'm building on what I've already written. So right now, I have this one saved. I save all of my these are autoresponder messages, even though I'm sending it as a broadcast in real time and it's time sensitive for the most part. Then I'm saving them, and I have them saved all the way back. And I do it in Dropbox, and I save them by each year. And this one is in 2022, and it's saved as July, so lowercase, J-U-L-Y 30, and there it is. That way I can access them later on and see what it is I was thinking back on that day. Or if I'm recommending something again that I haven't recommended for a long time, it's easy in Dropbox to do a search for it and find it. So sending that email, and now what I was going to say is, once that I do, and I do it in a notepad document. That's the easiest way. So now I put my cursor at the beginning. I hit return three or four times. And now, as soon as I finish with this call, I'll start building the email that I'll send next time, which in this case, today's Saturday, July 30th, 2022. The next one I send will be this evening. And what will I include? At the top of the email will be that I have a new podcast. There's a new podcast at Prestavelius Excellence in Marketing, and what's it about? It's about serving others. It's about the 2 hours a day profit plan and about the think and grow rich ideas that I'm talking to you about. So that's what I'll lead with. I'm also giving away one of my books today. I give away a book at least twice a month because I've got so many books. You can see all my books at ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com. But I'll, you know, include things in there because you want to share about yourself. You want to share things that are personal as well as things that are business. Why do you want to share personal things? Because we have to distinguish ourselves and set ourselves apart from the thousands of other people that are sending emails. When I work with people, there are a couple of things that are the most difficult for me to really get through to them. One is the idea that they must collaborate, connect, do things with other people, and do them online, do them in person. And we can't be an island. It doesn't work. And, you know, 16 years now, I can see what works and what doesn't. The people that really want to keep to themselves, they just don't do so well online. And usually they just kind of drop off. It's a, you know, we lose people through attrition because finally you can't afford to stay in business online because you're not making enough money. And that's a shame. That's so sad because everyone can do it. Everyone can achieve and be a great success. But you have to make some friends online. And if that's difficult for you, if you feel like you're making small talk that you don't want to make, dig deeper within yourself, because I was feeling that way with people in the community that I didn't want to make small talk with them. I didn't want to hear about their daily lives. And then I thought, you know, I do want to hear about people's lives, their joys, their struggles, their experiences, because that's how we make those deep connections. So, you know, that's one thing. Another thing is within an email, not including enough personal information. And you have to be careful. Read your emails out loud. So if you're talking about, you know, yeah, it was a very sunny day, and, you know, I decided with my family we were going to the park and enjoying a picnic, and, you know, and now this is what I want to share with you today. No, it's too shallow. We can't be so shallow. You know, being shallow, that's commonplace. That's what isn't working for the overwhelming majority of people in the world. They're not digging in deep. They're not challenging themselves. They're not sharing more about themselves. We all have struggles. We all have challenges. We all have so many things that make us multi-layered. And you want to share that with your community because people you're reaching out to also have the same joys and hopes and dreams and struggles and challenges and experiences. And once we can interact in that way, and that's really what I think Rotary taught me, is that no matter what the perception was of someone, so when I was first going, I was seeing local politicians and my new veterinarian. I was new to that community when I came online, and the new veterinarian was there, and the new dentist was there, and people, you know, in city government were there. And I realized that they had, you know, similar challenges and struggles to everyone else on the planet. And that surprised me because I wasn't thinking that way. We had one man in particular that wanted to run for office, and most of the people in Rotary didn't know him, and even though he had been in the community a long time. And someone said, well, why? Why do you want to run for? And I can't remember the position he wanted. It was on city council, I guess. And he talked about his son, Rudy. I remember the first name of the young man who had been killed in, you know, a recent war that we were going through overseas. And he talked about that, and you could tell he was tearing up. And all of us began to tear up. And he talked about the boy as a boy, because he was only 19 or 20 when he was killed. And he said that it made him realize that there were things in government that he wanted to see change, things he wanted to see done differently. And he wanted to be a part of that as a tribute to his son, and that his wife and his younger child was, or children, were also on board, because they knew that if Dad ran for office and won the seat that he was going for, that it would mean sacrifice on their part. And that was really eye-opening for me. So, you know, dig deep, share some things that are personal, but in a way that doesn't expose any type of privacy that you want to maintain. It's definitely possible. So I want you to do that. So that's in what I'm doing with the emails, and that's something I'm doing 10 times a week. So for sure every morning. How long does it take me? About a half hour. Because, again, I'm building them based on previous emails. Then today I'm doing this podcast. How long does it take? Half hour, right? I usually talk about a half hour. And the blog post, I can write that up in 10, 15 minutes because I'm just writing about what I've just been talking about, right? Then I have a call with a client. I have that coming up an hour from now. And then I'm going to review a new online course that I'm teaching. It's called Really Simple Short Reports. You can go to reallysimpleshortreports.com if you want to. If you want a discount coupon, and I know that you do, just write to me. I'm at ConnieGreenhouse@yahoo.com. And when you write to me, then I'll write back and give you a discount coupon. I'll give you 50% off. I'm thrilled to do that, especially when something is new. So that's really all that's on my work list for today. So that's part of my 2 hours a day profits plan. And probably I'll take the full 2 hours, because why not? And, you know, another thing is people like to brag, and these people are people from all over the world, people doing online business. They like to brag that, you know, oh, I only work a couple hours a week, this and that. Well, I don't know. Is that the goal, to create a business that you love, a business that can change your life, not only your life, but the lives of everybody that you're connected with, from people in your household all the way to people somewhere in the world that you'll never meet? So most of the people that I help through donations and different projects that I'm involved in with the service organizations, I'll never meet them. They're somewhere in the world. So when I'm part of Polio Plus, where we're getting down to the last years of eradicating polio from the planet, I won't meet most of those people. And when you're doing this, don't you want to spend a little more time? When I've created a business that I love so much, I'm happy to talk about it. I'm happy to write about it. I'm happy to be involved with it. And hopefully you'll feel that same way, and you won't brag about spending, you know, very little time. But when I tell people about the 2 hours a day profits plan, my goal with that is to let them know that it's not an 8 hour a day, 5 days a week requirement. It just isn't. It isn't even 6 hours a day, because we're being creative. We're thinking in a different way. I don't believe we can honestly do it more than about 4 hours a day. So even when I'm writing a new book, and I am now, the book will be out by the end of September. I've already committed to that. I don't write more than an hour, maybe 90 minutes a day on a book. And I don't do that 7 days a week. I usually do that 4 or 5 days a week leading up to publishing the book. But, you know, think about what works for you and what makes sense for you, and don't create a business that you need a vacation from. Don't create a life that you need a vacation from. Most of us have had jobs that we needed a vacation from. And I've talked about this before. You don't want to do that. Don't create that for yourself. So I hope this is helpful to you. I always tell myself that it is, because I believe that what I'm doing and what tens of thousands of people around the world are doing, we're sharing our experiences as online entrepreneurs, as marketers, as authors and writers. I believe it's extremely valuable and helpful and interesting to other people. So I'm Connie Reagan Green. This is Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. And visit my main site at ConnieReaganGreen.com. I'd love nothing more than to connect more personally with you.